Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Oswaldo?
Who?
Oswaldo? Is that your name?
Yeah, Oswaldo?
Yeah, is that your name?
yeah, that's my name.
Okay, great. Oswaldo, my name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm a little busy, but doing good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Tara just wanted me to hop on the line and go ahead and apply a promotional rate that she put in for your established business. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
I was asking, I forget the name of the lady that I was speaking with. The question was how can I mean, since I'll be competing with other people on the Google's page, what is the percentage or the how can I say it? How do you guys guarantee me that I'm gonna appear first instead of the other guys? If there are 6-7 companies different and we are listed on the same page, they might appear first and they might get the job for the people that are searching for jobs for tree service. If I'm second, third, or fourth, I mean, losing customers because I'm on the fourth list, number list. So what is the guarantee that you guys would tell me? Oh yeah, you will be first at the page, even if we are paying the same amount or month, or I don't know how it works.
Well, so Oswaldo, it really is not a matter of how much you pay for the map section of Google. Nobody can guarantee you spot number one. Nobody can guarantee you that. The one way to be assured that you're going to be at the very top of Google, right under the search bar, is going to be with a program called Google Guaranteed. This is a lead generation service on Google, but in order to even qualify for Google Guaranteed, you have to already have a current online presence with Google itself, and that's something that you don't have. So I would say, at least for now, to start with that Google presence, and we can get you on the first page of Google. This is about building brand awareness, but also 90% of the buying decisions are starting and stopping with the companies that are on the first page. So the thing about it is, Oswaldo, less than 1% of consumers are going to the second or third page of Google to search for any services. So yes, you might be number three and they'll call number one and then, and go to that person. But there's, in your area, I can actually tell you right now, for a tree service in Cypress, hold on, Texas, it looks like in the past 30 days for that keyword tree service, there were 1,240 searches done. So as of right now, this is just business that's slipping through your fingers, right? So not all 1,000 people can call the first one, two, or three. There are going to be people that will be going to four, five, and six. And this doesn't obviously mean, Oswaldo, that you're going to get over 1,000 phone calls, but at least we'll be able to help you capture a percentage of those searches by marketing towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. Does that kind of make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay, so, and the benefit in working with us, Oswaldo, it does lie within the exclusivity. So what that means for you is once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out the category and we won't work with any of your competitors in the area, okay? So this is what is going to help to assure that you're going to get on that first page placement. Where we're not just working with you and somebody else in your area, that does the same thing as you and putting you guys in competition with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, Oswaldo, does that kind of answer your question though, or did you have any other questions?
You already pretty much answered the question. I mean, one of the questions. Right now, I cannot think of the other questions that I would have. But
okay,
that's fine.
That was my main question.
I think, other question would come when I'm not be talking to you. So.
Yeah. Right. That's usually how it works. Waldo, at least I can go ahead and give you a price for the program. Since Tara did put in that promotional rate for your established business, I can actually get you in for a reduced rate of just $249 month to month, okay? The first month, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to program you in. So it'd be $348 to start and then $249 there going forward, all right? Now, what that would include for you specifically, Oswaldo, it would be for your Google Local Optimization setup, there for that spotlight position on the map section of Google for 15 keyword phrases. We would submit your company with up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We'd get your company on sponsored Facebook ads, get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. And Oswaldo, I actually can go ahead and include a website at no additional cost.
Okay.
So what do you think of all that?
That is the promotion that you have right now.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. And what is the fees for cancellation? Or if I, for example, I say, you know what? I think it's just not working for me. I wanted to cancel the month-to-month.
Uh-huh.
Would you charge me a fee for cancellation?
No, there's no cancellation fee.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So it's essentially, Oswaldo, we work on a performance base, right? So it's our job to keep your phone ringing, right? It's only going to make sense for us if it's actually making sense for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have over 10,000 clients, Oswaldo, that renew with us every month, not because they have to, but because they're actually getting jobs from Google.
Okay. Okay, you say it's how much? $300 and what?
$348 for the first month, and then next month it'll be $249. They're going forward.
Okay. There is a way that I can think for a little bit and then call you back to make a decision, because I don't want to like tell you right now. Yes, I want to go ahead and do it. I wanted to think about it. Also, the website that you will create for me with no cost at all, you said, what would you need from me to provide you?
Well, here, I can actually text you over an example of the website. So essentially what we do is, you know, we showcase your work, make it so clients can contact you, leave reviews to any of your directory listings. We also do have an option in the website that people can pay you directly through your website. So the text message I just sent you, it has our website with features of the website, but then it has a link to a client of ours. It's Morgan Electric CA, so you can actually see what an actual client's website looks like.
Okay. Yeah, something. Okay.
Did that come through, that text message?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm reading it right now. But I haven't clicked the link, so I don't want to do it right now.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, so, I mean, Oswaldo, I know you want to think on it, right? But is there anything specifically holding you back? Is it the price, the program, something?
I would say the price right now.
Okay.
So that's the only thing.
What if I could do this, Oswaldo? I want to help you out. You seem like a great guy. I just want to do what I can to help your business grow. You know what I mean? So what if I at least waive up the setup fee, and then it would be just the $249 to get you started?
Look, I'll be honest with you. It seems like you are a smart girl too. I don't do typical things like that, like under minutes to make a decision like that. I need to write down the numbers and see what is gonna benefit. I know that I need to do this. I know it's for a good, for the work. But I just want to take a little bit of time to make a decision. That's what is, that's the way that I work. So.
Yeah. You mean write down numbers as in, I mean, so, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, I think not a lot of people really like making decisions on the spot, right? I mean, especially when you weren't expecting this phone call today. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's not even so much about the price, Oswaldo, as much as the availability, right? So that's what I was saying is, per strict Google guidelines, we can only work with one business per industry per area. And tree service for your area, especially with how many searches are being done, it'll go pretty quick. We have a team of about 40 agents that are calling out until the listing is filled. I mean, and that's, again, that's why we work on a month-to-month basis, right? So, yeah. I mean, again, if it's not going to make sense for you, then it's not going to make sense for us, right? So that in order for us to keep your business, you actually have to be getting success from Google.
I understand that, and I mean, I appreciate that. The only thing, I'll be transparent with you. I'll tell you what's going on right now. So,
sure.
I just got advertised on. I'm working with. I don't know if you are familiar with Angie Leeds.
Uh huh.
So, I'm starting to work with them, and I get charged by lead.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know how they work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm familiar with them. Yeah.
Having that and having you, it's going to be a little bit too much money. I mean, trying to get customers, which is fine. You have to invest to make money. I understand that. But I just started to try them. And
yeah.
Being paying whatever that I'm on that is, accumulate on the week, on the month with them, and also be paying you guys. I think right now it's going to be too much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I want you to do is at least try the app, the Angie Leads, for, I don't know, a couple of weeks and see how it works. See how it works. And then I can make a decision and I say, you know what? It's working. It's not working. Let me try another thing, which is you guys. Why not? I mean, I don't see a problem. It's like $250, $300, whatever a month. It's not too much money. It's fine. But I wanted to try first where I'm right now. And I don't want to have both at the same time.
Okay. Okay. Well, so yeah, no, completely. Oswaldo, I work with a lot of Angie's Leads and Angie's List clients. So you just recently signed up with them?
Not recently, but I'm still trying it.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been with them? Like a couple of months?
Couple of months, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have you gotten leads from them that have turned into jobs?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay.
They're not like as good as I thought, but I mean, I'm still working.
Yeah,
Like I said, I'm still trying it, and I don't want to say, oh, it's bad. I mean, because I just tried, and I mean, you have to start from somewhere.
Right, right.
Not all the time it's gonna be good at the beginning, so just have to be patient. Like with you guys, if I'm with you guys for like I don't know through 2, 3, 4 months. It's just patience. So.
Well, I mean, so it shouldn't be taking that long to see results with us, right? I mean, you know, does take a little bit of time, but it doesn't happen overnight, but it doesn't take 3 or 4 months. I mean, so.
Yeah, you guys are on Facebook, on Yelp,
Facebook.
Google, multiple social media platforms, which is better. I understand.
Well,
right?
it's It's that it's better in the sense that that's where people are actually looking for your services, right? So if somebody, you know, essentially, Oswaldo, what Angie's does is, you know, somebody will search for tree services and then they'll see Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, the map section of Google, and then below that is going to be, you know, Angie's top 25 tree services. And then what they do is they take that lead from Google and then they send it to all the same people in your area that do what you do. So that's mm-hmm. kind of it. What this is doing is it's placing you as a separate entity on your own on Google that you could be generating the same work that Angie's is doing for a flat monthly rate instead of paying for individual leads, right? So, but even with that, you know, Google Guaranteed is a lead generation service on Google and it does have exclusive leads instead of you sharing your leads with multiple companies. So, you know, I would say, you know, typically what my clients do, Oswaldo, is they'll, you know, a lot of them, like I said, I work with a lot of Angie's clients. And, you know, with your leads with Angie, you can pause them, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, this type of marketing, it does take a little bit of time. So it doesn't happen mm-hmm. overnight, right? So typically what my clients will do is keep Angie's for the first, like, month or two. And then by the time you're up on Google and everything is up and running and you're good to go and you're starting to generate that work from Google, then they, you know, choose to either keep them or let them go, right? So, or you can put them on pause, your leads. So, I mean, to get maximum results with this, Oswaldo, it does take about 30 to 45 days. So, I mean, at least at that time, if you've already been with them for a couple of months, and then you're getting some leads for this next month and then getting optimized onto Google. And then by next month, if you're still not getting anything that you're looking for from Angie's, right, at least you'll have that backup in place of having that Google presence. And then you can just start generating work from Google instead.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
I mean, you know, it just ultimately, Oswaldo, I work here for, you know, the mere fact that I believe in Google and what it does for companies. I mean, if I had a business, I would absolutely have my company on Google. You know, it's just, it's where everybody is looking for your services. Like, before I started working here, I didn't even know what Angie's was, right? But I've always known what Google was, which is most people, you know?
Yeah.
You think about it, like, Oswaldo, if somebody has a tree that, like, falls into their house or falls on their car, I mean, of course, they'll call their insurance company, but they'll also, the first thing they're going to do is go onto Google, right? I mean, if somebody has, like, an emergency tree situation, they're not going to, like, look through Angie's and, you know, what else can I do? The first thing they're going to do is call the top recommended person on Google because they need an emergency tree service. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. I completely understand you. And you got, I mean, you got a good point. And I agree. I agree with you. So, what is the best offer that you can tell me? I mean, you can give me to do it right now.
I mean, look at Oswaldo. I mean, look, I can do a package for you for $199, but it won't have Facebook ads. And that extra $49 for the Facebook ads is going to help you generate quick work sooner. So we can have the Facebook ads up and running within 30 to 45 days. And Facebook ads have a higher percent conversion across all industries, even more than Google ads, which is above the map section.
Okay.
So the Facebook ads have a 9% conversion, where the Google ads actually only have a 4% conversion. So, love Facebook ads. Oh, sorry, what was that?
What does that mean, the 4% and 9% at conventions?
So,
what do you think?
So Google Ads is above the map section of Google. You know, it's where it'll say AD, and then it'll have a business name. You know what I'm talking about? So that typically only has a 4% conversion. So only 4% of consumers are actually making buying decisions from Google Ads, which is above the map section. But 9% of consumers are actually making buying decisions from Facebook Ads. Because essentially what it does is when somebody searches for your services within your service mm-hmm. area and they go to their news feed on Facebook, then your ad would be popping up in their news feed. So Facebook will recognize that person as a potential client for you. So, you know, you think about it, somebody's already searched for tree services, and then they're like, okay, well, I haven't picked somebody yet. I was just looking for somebody, and now there's this tree guy here on my news feed. You know, let's check him out, see who he is. So it really kind of puts it in a place for them to plant the seed of, oh, I've already been searching for this, so let's see who this is. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand you.
Okay. So, I mean, but it's up to you, you know. I mean, I would really suggest doing the extra $49 for the Facebook ad, but you can do a $199 package. It would still have a website.
Yeah, go ahead, Poby.
Oh, sorry. it would still have a website. It still would put you on the map section of Google. It would still get you all 60 directory listings, as well as getting you on mobile devices. It just wouldn't have the extra $49 would go into your ad spend for Facebook.
Okay, and, well, let me ask you another thing about, like, for that to be in Google section. How can I add the reviews that my customers have from me? They can go to Google and they can leave the review there. I can request a review from them, and how that works.
Well, so that's a great question. So the website that we'll create for you, they'll be mm-hmm. able to press, there's like a link at the bottom of the website that they can press and then go to your Google business profile or to any of the mm-hmm. directory listings we make for you and leave a review. You can also send them an email link that we can create for you so that you can get reviews. We can't transfer reviews. That's the one thing we can't do. So I didn't even see if you had any reviews like on HomeAdvisor or Angie's List. Let's see. Oh, I don't see any reviews there. No, so yeah, so essentially you would have them leave them through your website, or you can tell them to just go to your Google business profile and leave a review, right? And, you know, typically what people do is, oh, you get, you know, like 2% off if you leave a review, blah, 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 you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, Angie Leeds, when I started working with them, they were asking me for customers reviews so they can put it on the page when they're looking for some type of work, so they can appear on my page on Angie Leeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're going to be contacting, or they contacted to them, and I don't know what they ask. I don't know. I just give them a heads up that, hey, would you mind if to provide a review for me? I'm starting to grow my business with a third party, and they were, yeah, I mean, I will be happy to do it. I don't know if they call them. I don't know if they did what they asked. I don't know. That's what I'm asking, like, you guys, because if you create an account or a page for me, when somebody's looking for and I appear, it will not show up any reviews. And usually when you see the good reviews or anything, that's the way that you choose the people that is going to work for you, the company,
yeah,
whatever. But if
absolutely.
You don't have reviews, it's going to be a little, like, freaky. You get what I'm saying?
So reviews are definitely super helpful, 100%. It doesn't always necessarily determine, you know, somebody's buying decision, but it definitely helps to determine that. So I would say that, like I said, we can, you know, help you. There's definitely review generation that we can help with. You know, it would just be still a matter of you asking your clients to be able to go to those places that we give you to leave reviews. Does that
okay?
So that's the best way to generate reviews through Google, is through a website or through a link that we can give you to give to your clients to go leave reviews to anywhere that you need.
Okay. Okay. If I sign up with you guys right now, what exactly are you gonna do, like, right now?
Okay, great question. So I'll break it all down for you. Essentially, what I would do, Oswaldo, is I would just get some basics about your company. I would set you up for payment. I would send you our terms, which is everything we discussed in writing. Then I would go ahead and sign you up for a client interview.
Jesse, can you give me a second?
Yeah. Take your time.
Please.
Yeah, take your time.
Somebody was calling me. I mean, I thought it was a customer. There is a way that I can call you in, like, I don't know, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I can hold if you just want to call them.
Okay, just hold on then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Please, thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
So was it a client?
It was somebody, but no.
Oh. Okay. okay. So just to finish what I was saying, so Oswaldo, so I would set you up for a client interview, okay? The client interview would be for tomorrow or the next day, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. Now, from 5 to 7 days, you'd get a reporting dashboard. So this is where we don't want you to just take our word for everything, right? You'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed all through your reporting dashboard. You'll get that the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. You'll also get your directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you your Google business profile, as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website done, as well as getting you on Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. Okay?
Okay.
So just to break it all down for you. So, I mean, before I start setting up the account, did you have any questions?
Like I said, I have questions that I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, you can always ask them in your client interview or, you know, if you think of them while I'm talking, just stop me and let me know, okay?
Okay.
So now, Oswaldo, do you want to do the $199 or the $249?
Would be $249 month to month?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And it's auto pay?
Yes.
Be auto pay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The $189 is not gonna. I would not have Facebook advertisement,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Tell me. I mean, can you be honest with me? Do I really need to be on Facebook?
I mean, I really like Facebook ads. This is always the package I suggest to people. We have packages that cost more than this, but this is really where you're going to get the highest return on your investment, right? And that's all I want for you, is to get the highest return on your investment. So the Facebook ads, I have clients that get up to 6 phone calls a day just with Facebook ads.
Okay. And,
so,
and well, another question. What do you need from me to, like, start this process?
Well, like I said, right now I'm just going to get some basics about your company and get you in for payment. So I would need a credit or debit card.
Okay. You would need my name? the name of the company?
Yeah, so I would get all that. Your name, you know, your business hours, all of that. So just some basics. You know, they'll get more extensive information in your client interview, but I'll definitely get some basics about you. So I would definitely need to know your name. But I have Oswaldo, but is it spelled O-S-W-A-L-D-O?
No, it's not W. It's V as Victor.
Oh, V.
Oswaldo.
So it's O-S-V-A-L-D-O?
Yes.
Okay. Oswaldo. Okay. And Oswaldo, what is your last name?
Espinoza. E-S-P-I-N-O-Z-A.
E-S-P-N. I'm sorry.
E-S-P-I.
Uh-huh.
N-O.
Uh-huh.
Z-A.
Okay. And then what is the best email for you?
It's Baldo Mozo. It's V as Victor, A L D O M U S Z L E, like Mozo.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
.hotmail.com.
Okay. Okay. And then this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, wait. So it's Valdo Muzzle. For some reason, it's not coming up. You said Muzzle, M-U-S-Z-L-E, right? M-U-S-Z-L-E. 18?
Via the car.
Oh, C.
Via the car, yeah.
Okay, there we go. sorry, so, sorry, my voice. so now, the best address for you, is it going to be the 12603 Ravens Way Drive?
Yes.
Okay, and just so you know, for this, Oswaldo, it's for to Google, they mail you out a postcard to verify that you have an address, but we don't have to show your address online. So we can absolutely hide your address, okay?
That'd be great.
Now, do you have licensing and insurance?
I have license. I mean, I have insurance, yes.
Okay. Right. And then, now anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. Would you be interested in us creating a logo, or do you already have one?
I just have a picture of the, a tree, but I don't have like a logo yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, how about we make you one and you can tell us if you like it or not? How about that?
Absolutely. Why not?
Okay. Okay. Oswaldo, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
From 7 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday to Friday. Saturday, 7 to 3.
Okay.
And, of course, emergencies 24/7.
Okay. And then, now the best way to contact you, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Phone, text, and email. Yeah.
Okay. And then
I am more on phone calls and text. Emails, sometimes I have a lot of emails and I don't have time to respond to all of them. So usually at the end of the day, I'm on emails. So
I get that. Yeah. Okay, so I'll just put phone and text as the best way. But
yeah.
Now, Osvaldo, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? It's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. So this helps to kind of eliminate any type of spam callers. It does come with an app that you can track everything through the app. And it doesn't cost anything additional. So would that be something you're interested in?
What is the app call it? Caller ID?
No, it's one that our company made. It's like Local Splash call tracking. I forget what it's specifically called, but, it's just through our company.
Okay. So that blocks the, numbers or how it works.
So when calls come through, it'll notify you what it is, if it's a client, if it's, a spam caller. It helps to kind of track things that are going on mm-hmm. through it. It's just kind of, I guess, like having a business line, essentially.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll text you over the application for it. It's super simple. All you do is fill in your name, email, and phone number. Just have that ready for your client interview. So.
Okay.
Now, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
No, I don't have it right now, if you can create one.
Okay. You do have a personal Facebook, though, right?
I do, but I don't use it.
Okay, totally fine. All right, and then the services you offer, obviously I'm sure you do tree removal. Do you do stump grinding?
Yeah, stump grinder, tree trimming, tree removal, dangerous trees, plant new trees also.
Okay.
Palm trees.
Okay.
I'm sorry, palm trim. No trees.
Right. Oh, palm trim. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of those in California. Do you guys actually have a lot of palm trees in Texas?
Yeah, we do. We do have not as many as California, but we have them.
Yeah, I mean,
they die with the cold.
Yeah.
Sometimes they survive, but when it's cold, some of them, they just don't make it.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. So palm trees, recently here in LA, it snowed. So I wonder if the palm trees got ruined from that. It was crazy.
I'm sure that if they haven't, some of them will, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of them are just replanted anyway, They don't like naturally grow here. maybe in some areas, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure all of them are just planted. But anyway, so now, Osvaldo, do you want to add? You're bilingual.
Could you wait again, please? I have
yeah,
another
no
call.
Problem.
Could you wait
sure,
for
take
me,
your time.
Please?
Yeah, take your time.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, sorry.
Okay. So we're getting almost there. So, now, Osvaldo, you're bilingual, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you speak Spanish?
Claro que sí.
Oh, I don't speak Spanish. I was just wondering for the
account. Oh, sorry. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of understand it a little bit, but, yeah, I wish I knew Spanish. I've lived in Southern California my whole life. You would think that I would know Spanish by now, but I just, you know, one of these days, maybe. So now, Osvaldo, for billing, you're going to be using the same address, right? The 12603?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me go ahead and set up your client interview before we get to billing. So tomorrow, let's see, are you available like noon?
What do you mean? Like, available for what?
For the client interview.
I prefer, I don't know what time you guys, finish to work, but I prefer to be the latest one.
Okay. Well, the latest one I can do would be, five.
Five. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Cause I'm usually busy during the day, the whole day. So.
Okay. So I'll schedule your client interview from 5 to 6. Osvaldo, the whole phone call will not be an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you, usually what they ask about in the interview, they're going to ask me, like, what? To be ready.
Just to get some more extensive information about your company, like, it's kind of where they're going to be setting up the account and, you know, they'll ask you like more of your keywords, more specifics about how long you've been in business. I mean, just, you know, more extensive information just about your company, yourself, what you're about, kind of things you'd want for the website, going over the Facebook ads, just kind of diving more into it.
Okay. They asked me for the social, for the, insurance, for something like that?
No. So licensing and insurance isn't required for Google.
Okay.
Unless you're on Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed does require licensing and insurance, the rest of Google, it doesn't. So, and it doesn't require your social or anything like that. So, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just asking because, I mean, I don't like to be talking about those topics through the phone.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no. Like I said, they'll only ask for that if you ever want to do Google Guaranteed. So, then once you've been with us for a little while, I'm sure you would want to sign up for that anyway. So, now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I'll use Visa.
Okay. And Osvaldo, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Hold on. Let me get it. One second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 43 42 58 01 41 27 25 67.
Okay, and then the expiration?
06 24.
Okay, and then the security code.
8 2 8.
8 2 8? right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm doing now, Oswaldo, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $249. Okay. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question. Okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay.
Oh, just state the name of your business.
Oh, it's Maplewood Free Services.
Okay, and your name and title within the business?
It's Oswaldo Espinosa.
And then owner, operator?
Oswaldo Espinosa.
Yes, and the title that you have in the business, like owner?
Owner, yes, owner.
Okay. Okay. Now, Oswaldo, you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So, and you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I am.
Okay, wonderful. So, Oswaldo, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of an increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means, Oswaldo, is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay? So
can you repeat that again?
I'm sorry? So... Oh, the whole thing?
Yes, because I couldn't hear you very well.
Okay, okay. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so now, Oswaldo, so in order to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. When they call for your client interview, they'll ask you this question. And then, you know, if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask this question and they'll give you the response that you've given. So it's one of these three you pick, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
You say the mother date of birth? Can you repeat both of, three of them?
Yes, sure, no problem. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My first... pet's name.
Sure. What was that?
Lucky.
Lucky? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that a dog?
Yeah, it's a pit bull.
Okay. That's so funny. That is hilarious. I signed up somebody else today they chose that, their first pet's name, and theirs was Zeus, and it was a pit bull too.
Oh, okay.
I love pit bulls. They're great dogs. Anyways, so now, Oswaldo, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay, so I have to call you or who?
So I'm going to give you customer services line, I will give you all that information here in just a second. But, yes, so from this, I'll always be the lead on your account, Oswaldo. From this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team. But I'm going to give you my direct extension. So if you have any questions or whatever it may be, you can always contact me. I may not always have the answer, but at least I can help get it escalated to somebody who can give you the answer. If you do any other online marketing, you'll let your account management team know.
Okay.
Okay.
What is your direct line? So I can, you already know pretty much all my information. So I don't want to like have to explain somebody else everything again. So I'd rather just go straight with you.
Well, so they have all the information here in the notes that I've left for them about your company. I don't set up the accounts. So I don't know like the technical stuff to it, you know, which is why I may not always have the answer. But I mean, if you need something escalated or, you know, you need me to get an answer for you, I can always, get the person to get to you to give you the answer. So I just texted you my extension and phone number. So you have it. Anytime you can reach me. Just again, Osvaldo, I may not always have the answer. Okay.
It's understandable. Yeah.
Okay. So now, Osvaldo, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 13th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 13th of the month and the amount of $249. Now, Osvaldo, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now, the last thing that I'm going to need from you, Osvaldo, is you should have received a text message that says, Osvaldo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay, if you could do me a favor and open up that link. It says My Local Splash Terms, and it has your phone number.
It has your phone number?
I know you've gotten a few text messages just now. I'm just going to text you the link by itself. Hold on.
Because I see what you say, but it had a different number. It's 832-677-5075.
Oh, I am just now seeing that's not your phone number. Weird. Okay, I don't know why it says that. Hold on.
That's not my phone number. See.
Yours is 832-423-4557, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure why it says that. I'll figure that out. But it still will take you to what you paid for and everything that we discussed in writing. So I sent you that link on its own, but it sounds like you already saw it, right? So if you could just press on it, it'll take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Still, it does have a different number, the same number that I was telling you, which is...
No, that's fine. I'll check later what that's about, but it still has everything you paid for, as well as everything we discussed in writing. So, and it still has your name and all your information on it. So,
that number is my wife's number.
That number is your wife's number? Okay. Yeah. That's what it is.
I don't want they'd be calling her.
No. Hold on, let me check something real quick.
Yes.
Okay, so I see what it is. Hold on. So here, I'll do this. I'll change it right now. One second. Okay. All right, one second. Okay. And your number again is the 4557, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So I forgot Tara had talked to your wife before she called you. Do you want to add her as an authorized user on the account?
Yeah, but the only thing that I don't want is the customer or anybody be calling her.
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
Yeah, if you just if you add her as an authorized user on the account, then essentially if she wants any information about the account, then she can call in and get it.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to add her, just if you want to.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this should have the correct phone number on there now. I just resent it to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Perfect. So if you go to that link, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, this is everything we discussed in writing, Osvaldo. So what's included in your package is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So you can take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking that over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay. Well, it's a lot to read.
Oh, well, you take your time. You don't, no rush.
Okay. Let me ask you something about the profile and photo optimization.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to send you some pictures or how? How are they going to upload
yeah,
pictures
so,
on my job?
You'll send the pictures through your reporting dashboard, or you can email them as well to us.
Through you or through the company that you're working for?
Yeah, so you would email them to your account management team, because you'll have a whole team standing behind you too, but you can also send them in directly through the reporting dashboard that you'll get.
Okay. Okay. So I press the white spot with the blue where it says I certified that I'm the authorized holder.
Yes.
Do I need to fill that spot?
Yeah, just press it.